Hey everyone, this is Hannah Conklin with a podcast for Bluffton University's 96.1 The Wit. In this segment, you'll get a quick glimpse into the lives of two very unique Bluffton Beavers. They've spent the past 18 years together, and now they plan to spend the next 4 here together at Bluffton. I'm talking about first-year students and twins, LaJohn and Leslie Beasley. For many, college is a chance to move away from siblings. For these two, college has been a place where they've grown closer. LaJohn and Leslie were born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. LaJohn is a first-year business major. You may know him as part of the Student Senate. Leslie is a first-year special education major. She's also a member of the volleyball team, which earned their 4th straight Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference Championship this past season. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
What's up?
Now let's start with the real hard-hitting questions first. Twin telepathy. Is it real?
Yes. Leslie.
Very real.
You ready?
Yep.
What am I thinking?
Purple.
Yes.
Now, there's one more thing we need to clear up before we begin. Who's the older twin?
Her.
I am older by 2 minutes.
But they save the best for last.
Now that we've gotten all the stereotypical twin jokes out of the way, tell me more about your journey to Bluffton. Did you always intend to go to college together?
No,
we did not
didn't.
Plan on that.
Is it something that you talked about?
Yes, we talked about it. I mean, our mom definitely wanted us to go to the same college because, you know, my sister needs me to, you know, help her out and everything.
That's a false statement.
I gotta be the man.
My mom wanted me to watch him.
But hey, we're here. We're loving it.
Yeah, we definitely planned on attending separate colleges just to see how it would be to not have the twin title attached to us and be like more independent, but we're still our own individual selves.
So why Bluffton? Who picked Bluffton first?
I picked Bluffton first.
I applied to Bluffton on the down low because I didn't know how LaChan would feel about us attending the same school for the next 4 years again.
So now that you're here, I'm sure you found there are unique challenges to going to a small college with your twin. Has that been difficult to adjust to?
No, not really. I've been ready to go to college since forever. Now I'm doing just fine.
There have been many challenges for me going to college. It's just like adjusting to the workload and everything and time management, but nothing difficult with having my twin here. That just makes it easier.
Now, that's interesting. Tell me more about this twin support system you've had since you've been in college.
So, like LaJohn said, he's cool with the transition, but for me, making friends and everything was initially hard. So, if I like felt lonely or just needed someone to talk to that I know would understand me, I could just go to LaJohn's dorm room and talk to him. It's like when I'm here and I'm facing a challenge, it's not like I have to face it alone because I have the reassurance that LaJohn will be there. Even though he's like super far across campus, he's in ROP, I can still go there and ease my mind and relax.
So he's across campus now and not across the hall.
Yeah.
What about you, LaJohn?
Oh, I mean, it's just if I don't really have anyone to hang out with, I just bug my sister.
So do you find that you gravitate towards similar friend groups?
I think, like, I just have, like, a lot of friends, and me and Leslie are usually together, so they just know both of us, and it's not like her friends are her friends and my friends. It's like we all have the same friends.
Now, you mentioned early that you were somewhat concerned with being labeled as twins here. Is that something you struggle with?
No. I remember LaJohn and I attended 2 different orientations. So the second time I went, as soon as I like walked through the door, everyone was able to identify that I was the twin of LaJohn. And I feel like it would be different if we were like same-sex twins, but LaJohn's a boy, I'm a girl. So we still definitely have our own identities and different likes and everything. So I never honestly had that problem, but it was just like, how would it be to not have that twin label? Would things be different? I don't think things would, but possibly.
We share the same experiences. We go to the same school and everything, but we approach life differently, and we have our own identity on the campus still.
What would you say one of the biggest differences between you two is?
I'm a worrier, and LaJohn is a go-with-the-flow type. So I like to have things planned out when things don't go the way that I want them to go. It's like the end of the world. LaJohn's like, okay, on to the next one. So when I go to him, like when something goes wrong and I like tell him, he could kind of care less because he's like, what happens, happens.
Yeah, I'm pretty spontaneous. I got a lot of spontaneity. For me, like Leslie said, I'm pretty easygoing, pretty calm. Leslie likes to stress a lot for no reason.
And like LaJohn, I know in elementary, high school, all that stuff, he was more of the social twin, and I was more of the academic twin, so we, like, relied on each other in those ways. Do you still rely on me academically in college?
Have I asked you anything about homework?
Nope.
Exactly.
Now, what would you say each other's biggest strengths are?
Leslie's extremely focused and, like, devote to her craft and everything. Like, if her academics is flawless, even throughout high school, she always made A's. Even if she thinks she failed something, she get an A-. I'd be like, I think that's like the worst grade she ever got. She's crazy, crazy focused and super passionate about whatever she's doing.
It's the same for LeJohn. He is also very driven, and he does not allow other people's opinions to dictate what he can and cannot do. And I think that's the biggest thing that I admire about him. He knows how to keep a calm head and knows how to comfort people and bring joy in a sad situation.
So you're over a semester into college at this point. If you had to go back and choose a school, would you choose to stay together at the same one?
Yeah, of course. We prayed a lot. We prayed a whole lot, wondering what decision is going to be best, because the transition from high school to college is very intense and annoying and sleepless and tiring. But at the end of the day, we both made a great decision.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited to be with my brother again, even though, like, we never left each other. But, yeah, it's great. I wouldn't change anything. God knew what he was doing. We're doing big things together again.
So Leslie tells me that you guys have always wanted the chance to freestyle rap together. Is this true?
Yes, are you ready, guys? Here we go. Bluffton, home of the Beavers.
Twins. I wanted to leave her.
Well, thanks for taking time to come chat. I really appreciate your time. I think we're all glad to have you as part of this campus community.
Thank you for having us. It's been great.
Thanks, Hannah. See you around campus.
We've just heard from first-year Bluffton students, LeJohn and Leslie Beasley, on their journey to Bluffton, as well as the joys and struggles of going to college with your twin. Thank you for listening. This has been Hannah Conklin for Bluffton University's 96.1 The Wit.